This is West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. We hear about a local man's commitment to removing neighborhood blight in Kalamazoo County by rehabbing one dilapidated vacant home at a time. His name is Jeremy Cole, and his story is going national. This fall, the 32-year-old's passion project gets a pilot on HGTV called Gritty to Pretty. It started as a YouTube series produced by a high school friend, Stanley Steps, from Kalamazoo Central. Then a Michigan production company saw it. Joining me in the studios in Kalamazoo is Jeremy Cole, host of Gritty to Pretty, and Stanley Steps, CEO and founder of iMedia, based in Kalamazoo. By phone is Gary Bredo with Arcadius Productions in Detroit. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Jeremy, let's start with you. You were 19 years old when you first got involved with buying distressed properties. What made you start to do that?
Well, the first one was actually at 18, but I didn't actually buy that one, so I try not to count it. And so my dad and my uncle bought that house for me, or not for me, but they bought that house. I moved in and you know, kind of fixed some things up as best as an 18-year-old can. And I had I met a great mentor in Janine, and basically she just kind of took me by the hand and said, hey, let me show you what real estate is.
Was Janine a real estate?
Janine was a full-blown real estate investor. So she had multiple projects going at one time. And so I would go to her sites and, you know, just kind of listen, watch, and learn. And so that was my life. I literally wake up, go to work for Nat City at the time, go to class at Western, and then go work on Janine's sites, go home, go to sleep, and repeat for 9 months. And so at 19, we finally found a house that I was interested in, she was interested in, and I bought it. It was over on Dartmouth Street here in Kalamazoo, and turned that one project into what I've got today.
You were a finance major. What did you envision that you were going to do with your life?
Oh, so I was in National City's branch manager training program.
While you were still in college?
While I was in college, yep. And so that was my plan. I was going to, you know, work at a bank and climb the ladder, and, you know, that would have been my life. But I challenged a supervisor on a promotion that I didn't get, and I found myself out of a job. And instead of just kind of, you know, sitting aside and complaining about it, I just bought another house a few weeks later and started collecting rent on that one, and never went back to work for anybody else.
At the time, was it merely a way to make income to pay for your education, or was there something else going on?
Well, real estate, I saw that option. So with Janine, she would wake up, do what she wanted. And I saw that as, you know, I could do that. I could fix the houses. I could save the cost because she was outsourcing everything. She didn't swing the hammer. She was a, you know, hands-off investor. She wrote the checks, collected the, you know, the profits at the end of the deal, but she never swung the hammer. And I knew that I could swing the hammer, create bigger projects and bigger profits. And so that's kind of how I started.
It wasn't like some altruistic mission at first.
Not at first.
And you were talking about swinging the hammer. I am interested in that. You knew how to rehab homes?
Yeah. So again, Janine had multiple projects going at once. So she'd say, Jeremy, get over there. They're installing windows. Jeremy, get over there. They're doing floors. They're doing roofs. You know, get over to that house. They're doing this or that. And so I had, you know, what we now do, I host what's called a property crawl, where I show folks the exact same thing that Janine showed me for free. I was able to show up and shut up. I like to say that because, you know, it's hard when folks ask advice and they want to show up and tell as much as they know. But so Janine was the person who kind of just said, you need to know this. Get over there. They're going to show you how to do it. And
okay.
That's what I did.
And so you are a licensed contractor.
Now I'm a licensed builder.
You're a licensed contractor. How do you like to be described? Because I've seen several kinds of ways, a licensed contractor, a house flipper, a real estate investor. How do you describe yourself?
You know, I never thought about that. I don't know.
Maybe you're all of the above. Well, let's talk about the show and the genesis of it. Stan Steps, who is the CEO and president of iMedia, first of all, you guys go back to high school. Apparently,
yes.
You guys both went to Kalamazoo Central High School together, so you already knew each other. But you were also Facebook friends. And so in his timeline, he happens to see a video that you posted, and that got him interested in wanting to work with you to maybe do kind of unscripted type of program. What video was that you had posted?
Yeah, so it was basically like a day in the life, you know. So you saw me, I took my one-year-old son around with me on a closing day. And so through this, you know, one-day period, we went to a closing over at Devon Title. We went to a rental property. We had an inspection on a completed flip with the city of Portage. And so you just got to kind of see and feel like, oh, okay, this is a property that Jeremy just bought. It's a dump. you just saw this property that's finished, and the city of Portage just came in, inspected it, and we got our green sticker. And it was just fun. You know, like when the inspector was rolling up, I put some horror music to it. So, you know, it was more fun than just, you know, just here's how you flip a house, you know. So I made it fun, and Stan saw that and was like, okay, we could do something with that. Because it was just before and after pictures.
So there was a kind of a clear difference in the video. And we should also say, okay, so you started at 19, but you're now 32. So you've been at this quite some time. So Stan, you saw it. What caught your interest?
I mean, for me, you know, I've always focused on doing work that inspires, motivates, empowers, and educates people. And I was at a place of transition going from full-time financial advisor, independent, to wanting to focus on more creative work and produce videos of people. I was doing some work with kids. I had a puppet educating young people on financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and career education. And so I had a recent experience where another producer friend of mine from L.A. wanted to do similar to what we're doing now, had another gentleman in Kalamazoo that she wanted to see on television. And so I helped out with that. It was pro bono, but it gave me an insight into developing story, capturing individuals that are interesting. And that project didn't move forward. And Jeremy and I, for I think about the past year, you know, he was posting his pictures, and he would post little short videos here and there, you know, cell phone footage on Facebook. And, you know, after having that recent experience with this producer, and then seeing that recent video of Jeremy, I was like, okay, it's time to stop talking about it. Let's do something. We don't know what this is going to be, how many people are going to watch, but let me get out my, you know, little bit more professional camera and start filming you. And so we had, a great experience. We produced up to 6 episodes until, we got that message.
So that, I think your first video was in and around October of 2016?
Yep, around that time.
Okay. And so essentially you posted that on YouTube, and what you did is you would tag a number of people. You had your YouTube videos, you would post them on your Facebook page, and you would tag any number of people. And among the people that you tagged was Gary. You tagged Gary Bredo, the executive producer of Arcadius Productions. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how are you?
So you saw these videos that Stan had posted. And I think at that time, the show was called Real Life. What drew you to this, and you wanted to pick up this show and do something more with it?
Well, I think, you know, I had a bit of communication back and forth with Stan, you know, just through Facebook and seeing different links that he would post. But I don't think I had actually watched like one of the full videos. So I'll never forget it. It was one night, it's maybe like 2 a.m. and I couldn't sleep. And I clicked on the link and I woke up completely. I was instantly hooked. And it was just sort of the charisma and personality that Jeremy had. It just sort of sucked me in immediately. And that's something that you don't really see every single day. So, you know, that was when I messaged Dan and was like, hey, you know, how quickly can you get Jeremy to the studio so we can, you know, put him on tape and try to do something?
So he made house flipping look interesting?
Well, I mean, with house flipping, you know, there's different people that do it different ways. But really what it comes down to, you know, you're taking a house and you're fixing it up and selling it. So it's really not that as much as it was just Jeremy, the way that he interacts with people. And again, it's that natural sort of charisma. And he's really funny, but really also serious and really great at what he does. And then watching the videos, being, you know, completely on a mission sort of to save the town from demolition, because, I mean, it starts with one house on one street, which turns into a neighborhood and eventually a community. That mission is noble, and you can tell that it's genuine, and there's a level of integrity. It's just sort of electric, and it catches you. It's one of those things that when you see somebody who has it, you know, quote unquote, that's exactly how I felt, how Jenny felt, you know, upon meeting Jeremy and seeing Stan's videos.
You're listening to an interview on West Southwest with Jeremy Cole, whose passion for rehabbing Kalamazoo County homes is the subject of From Gritty to Pretty, a pilot airing on HGTV this fall. Joining us are Stanley Stepps, head of Kalamazoo-based iMedia, and Gary Bredo with Arcadius Productions in Detroit. Gary, initially this program aired a few times on the DIY network earlier this year. And so now this fall, it's supposed to air on HGTV. What's the status of things right now?
Well, I think the show has taken a bit of a unconventional path. As you said, it was slated for DIY, and it performed really, really well. It rated extremely well for the network. So I think that they ran it again, trying to find out, you know, was this just sort of a weird, you know, fluke in the numbers, or are people really responding this well to this program? So they ran it again, and then the numbers, you know, blew out the first numbers. So I think they answered that question. And then at that point, we're sort of in this holding period, a hiatus. There's a lot of hurry up and wait with network, it seems. And Scripps had gone through a merger with Discovery. So, you know, we were just kind of sitting back waiting.
That's the Scripps network.
Yeah. We were waiting to see if we were going to be one of those that actually made it through the transition. And then when we got the call and they said, look, we really want to try the show out on HGTV, but we need another pilot so that they can air two episodes. I don't know if it's going to be back to back, but it'll be consecutive, meaning the first, you know, initial pilot, and then maybe a week later at the same time, the next pilot. But it's hard for me to speculate when or how they're going to air it, but I'm just thrilled that they're actually going to air it on HGTV.
So we don't quite have an air date yet, but we know that one of the episodes will be one that already aired on DIY Network. And then they're in the midst of filming an episode right now. So that'll be a brand new episode. And depending on how that goes, that'll determine if the show's picked up. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, it all comes down to, you know, down to the ratings and how viewers respond to the show. Yeah, it's a fantastic program. So I really hope that it rates well.
Now I'd like to turn back to Jeremy, talking about how initially when you first got involved with flipping these homes and so on and so forth, it was a way to make money. Let's be honest, you're in college. Now you're at a different place and you're seeing blight in our community. Mm-hmm. Talk about that.
So when I first got in again, I didn't have a lot of money. So I had to buy the cheapest property. And the cheapest property means you're buying the worst property. And I just never kind of grew out of that. So even today, I'm still buying the cheapest properties and the worst properties. But it's kind of transformed from just that to, you know, when I see neighborhoods in Kalamazoo and you've got four or five just vacant lots just sitting there that used to be houses, they used to be homes, and they weren't so bad that they needed to come down, you know. And so I go into some of these properties and I look at them and I'm thinking, oh, okay, well, we can rehab this. I come back a month later and it's a vacant lot. And so I'm looking around like, well, how did that happen, you know? And so I start poking around and asking some questions and it's like, okay, well, who's doing this, you know? And we've just got an organization that just, you know, is so gung-ho on taking houses down because they say no one's going to want to buy that. No one's going to rehab that. And I'm just sitting here, you know, screaming to the hills like, hey, I'm here. I'll buy it. I don't want you to give me anything. Sell it to me. I can rehab it because when you take these houses down, 314 houses down since 2012. Now Kalamazoo is the number one for child homelessness. I mean, you took down 300 houses that could have been occupied by families. I could have rehabbed them. Other investors like me could have rehabbed them. But now they're just vacant lots. They don't. They sit in the land bank's coffers in perpetuity, and the city doesn't get, you know, income off of them via taxes. There is a better way. These homes could be rehabbed and can be rehabbed. I currently live in a home that was once on the demolition list because someone thought it was too far gone to be saved. Now it's the best one on the block. That's what I do to every single house I buy. We transform them from the worst of the worst to the best on the block every single time, and we make it affordable. Every one of my buyers gets at least 10% equity when they close. They get a brand new home. We use now spray foam, energy efficient windows, energy efficient doors, brand new roofs, brand new plumbing, brand new electrical. They won't have a worry for 20 to 25 years if they maintain the home. You know, and that's a lot. If you ask a neighbor, would they rather have a house I've rehabbed or a vacant lot? I guarantee you every single one of them would say a house that I've rehabbed.
Jeremy answered your question right there about the title, what you should consider him as. He's a community builder. And that's what's so exciting, you know, seeing his work, that it's not
and
about...
And this is Stan yeah. Steps talking.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it's not about the money. I mean, he's passionate about seeing our community be better than what it is. So I love that. And I think, too, with Gary and Jenny, you know, seeing his drive is definitely something that translates onto the screen.
And what's great, you know, Stan, since now you're talking, that there is some work that you're continuing to do with the new show. You're doing some camera work with it and also listed as an associate producer. Mm-hmm. What I did notice and thought was interesting is you actually invest your own money.
That's right.
And you pay cash. Since you started, how many homes have you bought? I've seen a couple of different counts.
60 now, probably.
You've bought 60 homes. And I think you do a combination of things. Some of them you flip, you know, and you sell them. And then other ones are rental properties. Of those 60 homes, how many rental properties do you have now?
So I'm reducing those. Now I've got 16. But now that I want to focus on just the flips and providing housing. So in Kalamazoo, what I would charge for rent is going to be more than what a buyer could buy the house for and pay in a monthly mortgage. So it doesn't do that person, you know, justice if I'm just holding these properties and renting them out. So in theory, one of the houses we finished over on Linton Street, I could have rented out for $1,200 per month. The person that bought it wrote me a check for $80,000 or a mortgage, and their monthly payment is $530. They can afford that house because they bought it. They could not afford it if I rented it to them. So I'm kind of transitioning from the rental business to just doing the flips. But we've got community, you know, partners now that are providing funding for those that want to buy, just because it's the better option for the people that are going to be occupying the home. They can own it. If they want to improve it, they can. Plant grass, build decks, whatever they want to do. But they can now afford the home. So most of the ones that I I'm buying now are going to be sold to homeowners.
Wow, that's a powerful mission. Powerful mission. What's in the future for Jeremy Cole? Do you have other goals? I mean, not that this isn't a worthy one. I mean, because affordable housing is a huge problem.
Oh, it is.
Here in Kalamazoo. There was a statistic recently that talked about that the percentage of Kalamazoo school students that are homeless is the highest or among the highest in the state of Michigan. So this is really a real issue. This is a true service you're doing. But is there some other future goals that you have?
You know, I'm intensely focused on this one right now. So I'm not I like to, you know, say there's really no need for a plan B if you focus so hard on plan A to make it work.
Absolutely.
You know, and so my plan A is to buy as many homes that are dilapidated in this community, Kalamazoo County, and transform them. So that's my focus. I think it would take away from that goal if I started trying to, you know,
Absolutely.
Focus on something else. So.
And your homes primarily are in Kalamazoo and Portage. Is that correct?
Right. Yep. Kalamazoo, Portage, city, township.
And what added dimension now that cameras are on site when you're flipping these homes? Are you doing anything any different? Are you just being Jeremy, doing what Jeremy does? I mean, don't you have to talk to the camera, right? I mean,
no, I've got a showrunner, and he's like, "Don't look in the camera. Just yeah, look at the side." So it slows us down just a little bit, but it's fun. And you know, people get to see that what we do every day is possible. You know, that's more of a benefit. I like to think, like, you know, I'm a numbers guy, but it does slow us down a bit. But if more people see, like, you can buy these dilapidated houses and transform them, if that just inspires another one or two or three more people to start buying these houses and fixing them up, I don't care about the slowdown. You know, so outside of the cameras being there, we're a goofy crew. We have fun. We get our jobs done. We stick to timelines. We stick to budgets wholeheartedly. We have fun.
This is Stanley here, and I can attest to that, and Gary and Jen can as well. Jeremy is true to himself on set. it's challenging sometimes to get him to put the hammer down, because, I mean, he loves what he does, and that's fantastic. And, you know, for me too, for this being a show that's shot in Kalamazoo, I mean, and Gary mentioned this too, that this is completely unorthodox, the direction that it's taken, you know, with DIY, HGTV. And, you know, here I am driving 5 minutes to set, you know, and filming a friend of mine who's transforming my own community, which, I mean, it's more than, you know, a person could ask for.
And this is Gary, really quick. I just wanted to chime in about Stan. You know, you had mentioned Stan being a camera person, but also I just wanted to say, Stan, you know, absolutely instrumental, you know, as a associate producer on this show and handling a lot of the day-to-day. So, yeah, if it weren't for Stan there at the helm, you know, I think we'd be in trouble. So just wanted to put that out there.
Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Gary Bredo with Arcadius Productions, thank you for joining us. Stanley Steps, founder and CEO of iMedia Productions in Kalamazoo. Jeremy Cole, host of Gritty to Pretty. I don't know, licensed contractor, flipper, you know, real estate developer. Hey, thank you for being with us today. And best of luck with your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For West Southwest on WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.